Spirit Catholic Radio presents Faith Check. Here's Greg Ewell.
On this Faith Check, let's talk a little about the history of the Bible. The early Christians relied on the Greek translation of the Old Testament called the Septuagint. This is the version most often quoted in the New Testament and what Jesus probably heard growing up. It also includes the books that the Protestants call the Apocrypha and typically don't include in their Bibles. It took a while for the Catholic Church to compile the New Testament. Some books, such as the four Gospels, were accepted by all. Others, such as those spurious Gospels you hear about from the Da Vinci Code, were rejected by all believers. However, there were other books that were completely orthodox but disputed. Some of these were not ultimately included in our canon, such as the Didache, and others were, like Hebrews and Revelation. The canon is the list of books that belong in the Bible. It was determined primarily to say which books could and could not be read at the liturgy, and was largely settled by a series of church councils approved by the Pope and bishops in the late 300s. Hence, when you trust in the inspiration of the Bible, you are trusting a Spirit-led decision of the Roman Catholic Church. This is Greg Ewell for Faith Check,